Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from the Financial Times about the struggles of private equity. It really dives into how the landscape has shifted.
I'm all ears. Private equity has been such a dominant force for so long. It's fascinating to see cracks appearing. What's the central argument here?
Well, the article argues that private equity's success has been largely predicated on the financial conditions of the past few decades. Low interest rates, stable markets, the so-called Great Moderation. They essentially took companies, loaded them up with debt, and rode the market wave up. Now that the tide is going out, things are getting interesting.
So are they saying the core strategy of leveraging companies is flawed?
Not entirely. The core idea that many companies have too much equity and not enough debt might still hold true, but the environment in which this strategy thrives seems to be changing. It's getting harder to find affordable targets, and even harder to exit investments profitably.
Why is it so hard to exit? The market's been pretty robust recently, right?
Right, but the article points to a few factors. The flood of buyouts during the low interest rate bonanza, the decline of long-only active equity managers, making IPOs less attractive, and tougher antitrust regulations are all contributing to the logjam.
I see. Interesting. So are they predicting the demise of private equity?
Not necessarily a complete collapse, but definitely a period of adjustment. As long as credit remains available, they can keep things afloat with recapitalizations and secondary sales. But the article questions whether the scale of the industry as it currently exists is sustainable in a world of higher inflation volatility, and higher term premiums on bonds.
That makes sense. A multi-trillion dollar industry built on cheap debt suddenly facing a higher cost of capital? That's a fundamental shift.
Exactly. The article doesn't offer any definitive answers, but it raises some crucial questions. How will private equity adapt to a new financial reality? Will they continue to attract investor dollars when returns are harder to come by?
It's also worth noting that the article specifically dismisses the narrative around private equity's supposed long-term view and specialized management as sources of their returns. It seems leverage has always been the key.
Got it. I agree. I think that's a very important point. I am actually skeptical that leverage has always been the key. The article actually presents a mixed message about this point.
Well, I think the article is more nuanced than saying it's only leverage. They acknowledge the ability to restructure out of the public eye can be beneficial. But the point they're making is that the narrative around long-term value creation often obscures the central role of debt in generating returns.
That's fair. This really makes you wonder how this industry will evolve over the coming years.
Absolutely. We're seeing a potential paradigm shift in finance, and private equity is right at the center of it. Fascinating stuff.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to our discussion on the challenges facing private equity in a changing market. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.